The worst thing about suffering is that so often it just doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be this way. God shouldn't let this be happening to me. It just doesn't make sense. And that, well, that just makes the suffering that much worse. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the hardest things in life is to suffer. And often in our pain, we ask, how can God let this happen to me? I don't have some neatly packaged answer for you, but I'd like to share a poem with you that I guess reflects some of my understanding of the stuff that I've been through in my life. It's called The Weaver, and it goes like this. My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colours as he weaveth steadily. Sometimes he chooses dark threads, and I in foolish pride forget he sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttle cease to fly shall God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why the dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he hath planned. It's a powerful poem, and the great insight for me is that it won't always make sense. But God does know what he's doing. There is a plan. It does all come together in the end. Just before he was crucified and his disciples were paralyzed with fear at the assassination plot that was brewing, Jesus said this to them, John chapter 14, verse 27. I leave you peace. It's my own peace that I give you. I give you peace in a different way than the world does. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. So let me ask you, when you're suffering, where will you turn? That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is a richness and a meaning in God's word. It's hiding there in plain sight. And yet the sad thing to me is that so many people miss out on that because they simply don't stop to listen to him. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at christianityworks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.